This Fab FM podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
The band The Rustlers are from South Australia. They burst onto the scene back in around 2001 with their debut album Broken Pieces, which was released Australia-wide and in the United States as well. Since then, it's been all systems go with three further albums of original material and concerts throughout South Australia, New South Wales, Queensland as well, and through the Pacific Islands. From major music festivals throughout Australia to playing to crowds of over 40,000 at the Clipsal 500 and supporting major national and international artists, The Rustlers, well, they know their stuff. I mean, they know their stuff pretty well. And the reason being that there's four of them and they're great musicians. Now, Gary Burrows is their lead singer, and I know Gary very well. He was in a previous life in South Australia. He looked after the interests of musicians. He worked for APRA, AMCOS, and made sure they got paid for any music that was used by DJs or commercial radio stations, etc. But his real love is playing music himself. He loves the Beatles and particularly loves John Lennon. In particular, he was. I often spotted him around wearing those John Lennon glasses and a bit of a hairstyle that reflected John Lennon. No, he absolutely loves John Lennon. And in fact, I reckon he's got a show to do with John Lennon, and I'll certainly ask him about that because he's waiting on the line at the moment. So The Rustlers as a band is Gary Burrows, vocals, rhythm guitar, songwriting, John Murphy, lead guitar, vocals, songwriting, and Gary Kales, drums, percussion, and vocals, and a bloke called John Bywaters. Now, if you know that name, he plays bass guitar, harmonica, vocals, and if you think that name, John Bywaters, is a little familiar, he was an original member of the Twilights music group of the mid to late 60s, formed in Adelaide, which of course had Glenn Shorrock as lead singer. Anyway, the Rustlers were formed, as we say, in 2001. They've been a great touring band. And Gary Burrows from the Rustlers joins me now. Good morning, Gary.
Hey, Paul. How are you going?
I'm good.
You've done some research.
Well, you've got to. Mike Willacy taught me that. He said, if you do anything, do some research, at least know who you're talking to. And that was bloody good, good advice, Gary.
Yeah.
Well, Gary Burrows from the Rustlers. The Rustlers, of course, like many bands, many groups, many musicians around Australia, have come to a grinding halt because of COVID-19. But when we get through that, you'll be off again, as other musicians will be. Where are the Rustlers at the moment, do you think, music-wise?
Well, you know, our early life was starting off, and I used to go to the Barmer Country Music Festival, and I went there as a representative of APRA. So, you know, I'd be giving out awards or doing some judging. And they always said to me, well, you're always up here and you reckon you're a muso, but we never see you play. So I promised the next time I was up there that I would actually come up with some songs and perform. And I did. You know, I wrote a whole lot of old country sort of stuff and went up with a band that I'd formed deliberately for, you know, 18 years or so now. I mean, the band's just celebrated its 20th year. The last couple of years has been a bit difficult because the festivals, as we all know, are starting to suffer and not being able to afford a whole lot of acts coming in. So
yeah,
unless you just go up there and have fun and have a holiday, it does make it a little bit difficult. But it'll always be the starting point for the Rustlers, the Barmer Country Music Festival, in a sense.
Mm.
And that's where we, you know, they're all the songs I wrote after that with the remaining albums to actually go up there and play them and see how people enjoyed them. It was a difficult process for me because I came from 60s-type bands, which still has that melody and that harmony, which people love, and the storylines. But, you know, it took us 3 or 4 years before they accepted us as a country band because we were on the edge always. But it was lovely later on to be able to see people mouthing the words as we sung our songs, and that was a thrill.
Mm. Now, a wonderful band. And look, country music is, it's interesting. You either love it or you don't love it so much. I've always loved country music. And I think country music to me, it's sort of poetry to music to me, because I think the stories are important. You'll have lots of pop songs that have a good beat and you dance to them, but half the time you don't know the words or you get the words wrong. But with country music, to me, it is always poetry put to music, no matter what it's about. And it's about ordinary people and ordinary things in life. What's country music mean to you? Or what do you see country music contributing to the music scene?
Well, I think exactly as you do. Country music is always, there's always a story. And it's the sort of story that most of us can relate to, which is important. I think that's the job of a songwriter. Now, I might write a whole lot of stuff, and the stuff that I write is always something that I've experienced or that I know about quite intimately, and it's often about my life. It's often about my life and my family. But I don't make that particularly obvious, because if you make it too specific, you don't encompass all these other people that want to listen to your work. Once they get to know you quite well and they know a bit about your history, you know, my daughter died some time ago when a tree fell on a car. So any song that I write that's got that sort of influence in it, they understand straight away, so it's okay. But it takes you a while to get to that point. So I think, number one, the one important thing that country music does is bring a whole lot of communities together, because a lot of people do enjoy it. And I think there's a lot of people that enjoy country that don't tell you they do.
That's right. And, of course, they'll say, I don't like country and Western. Yes. And, of course, as we know, there's a lot of hillbilly stuff, but at the same time, there's some wonderful country rock, and it's wonderful. So, look, it is great, and as you mentioned, sometimes out of tragedy come some songs, and I guess something like that, losing somebody so close to you, a child, you know, you reach into your depths to write the song. Was it a little bit therapeutic to do the song?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it was the fact that I was a musician and a songwriter that got me through that process. And it was a great help. I can still write little bits in songs that no one will ever recognise, that it's just got that little bit to do with, you know, with something as tragic as that. Because while some of the lyrics are tragic, the melody I always try and keep uplifting and happy in a way. So there's always a little section there that kind of means something to me, and certainly being able to write about it and sing about it and then eventually discuss it. Mind you, the first time I wrote about that incident, it took me 1.5, 2 years before I could actually stand and sing it without breaking down. So
yeah,
I had to be careful about that. But anyway, finally it's worked, and, you know, those things, while you never forget what's happened, you get over it and you can move on, and I think that's important as well.
Absolutely. All right, just before we play The Rustler's Gotta Get Home, I love this song, and you can explain a little bit about it. Just before we get to that, I was talking about the fact that you love John Lennon, Gary Burrows.
Yes.
So much, in fact, that I have seen you in those John Lennon glasses, and your hairstyle is very John Lennon. You're absolutely passionate about John Lennon, and do you do a show about John Lennon?
I do. I've got a show called Oranges and Lennons. And this came about because I never intended to do this show, although it was in the back of my mind that I'd like to do it. And one thing that you might not know, Paul, is that I'm actually a cousin of John Lennon's. So that was an influence that I had as well. Richie York, many years ago, Richie York was a rock writer, born in Australia, lived in Brisbane, spent a lot of his years in Canada, was revered as a rock writer, known by all the rock bands around the world, basically. He was always an assistance to them. Led Zeppelin said, Richie, we wouldn't have existed if it hadn't have been for you. I went to his 70th birthday some years ago now in Brisbane, and all the emails and videos that were coming through, one in particular from Yoko, going, hi, Richie, wish I was there with you. You've been such a good friend. Happy birthday. Now, Richie did the peace years for John and Yoko, spent all that time with him. So when Richie stayed with me once, he was watching me rehearse, and he kind of looked at me and said, you've got this thing about you that reminds me of John, you know, the way you rehearse and the way you do things. So he encouraged me to do this show called Oranges and Lennons. He came to the first one and he narrated it for me. So it was a huge success, and I thoroughly enjoyed myself actually having to get up and play songs that I've always loved but never performed. And so it's continued from there, and unfortunately in between Richie has passed away. But Minnie, his wife, still lives in Brisbane, and she's still supportive.
That is wonderful. Wonderful thing. And, of course, the great John Lennon. And I love the shows about John Lennon. I love his music. It is absolutely timeless. Okay, we get to playing the song, Gary Burrows from The Rustlers, Gotta Get Home. Now, I've chosen this song, and you might say, well, why did you choose that song, Paul? It's just that some songs grab you or they don't. And as soon as I heard Gotta Get Home, it touched me because we all love our home. There's no place like home. And so when I heard this song, I absolutely loved it. Can you tell me how it came about you recorded that song?
Sure. I wrote the song, and I wrote it because from the years of touring in the early bands, the early sort of 60s bands, it was always painful being away. And remember back in those days, there was a lot of touring being done. We would go up the East Coast. Then suddenly you get a call, you have to go to Perth. So you were kind of crisscrossing the country a lot, but away a lot. And I remember leaving my home once in the 70s, and I had a house with my wife, then Pam, who passed away 6 months before my daughter was born. And I left the house with Pam and two young kids, and I got on our touring bus, and I was away for a year. Now, I would never, ever do that again. But it happened because we were all chasing fame in a way. So that song came about from, you know, I've got to get home. I can't wait to get home. Not just from those long touring events, but from the shorter ones where you might be away for a week or so. And whenever you got back in the car or back in the truck that we were in, we're always desperate to get home, and anything that held us up was an annoyance. So, yes, that song came from missing the family and wanting to get home and see them again.
Gary Burrows from The Rustlers, a beautiful interview. Thank you so much for your time today. We're going to play Gotta Get Home now. And good luck with The Rustlers after we come out of the pandemic, mate.
Hey, pleasure, Paul. And by the way, John Bywaters, we couldn't afford him for this track. So it was our original bass player, Derek Manning, who unfortunately has passed away a couple of years ago from cancer. But John's been with us since, and he's a great guy. Very dry humour. We always have a lot of fun. But as I said, he's the only one we could afford.
Have a great day.
You too, Paul. Thanks for the interview, mate.